Surprise, surprise, surprise. We is here a little early.
But on this is a good reason for it.
For another reason, yeah. I mean, it's another Tuesday we had to come on. This week's going to be a little different because there's a lot happening, man. But welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been elsewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love Island USA Season 8, recaps of episode 29 through 31. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Yeah, you know, June was a good month for us, man. Looking on the back end at the analytics, definitely a lot better than May. And we need to make July an even better month. So here's something I noticed, and I know you're big on analytics, by the way, T. 83% of our June viewers new to the channel.
So, wow.
Yeah, but you know what I noticed? 100% of them have not subscribed yet. So we need to... So we need to come on in. As you come on in and checking it out, do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. We got a goal. We've never set a goal before. We finally decided, you know what? We need to take on a goal, and that goal is 10K, and that's our goal for the month of July. We got a lot of content coming up. Mavs is about to start right around the corner, and
You were muted there for a second. Can you hear me?
Am I back now? Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So CXM mentioned it about the ultimatum. And here's the thing that happened. It's about to start again, July 15th. So with that starting July 15th, that's two shows coming up that we got to do. So do us a favor. If you're not subscribed, just go ahead and subscribe. For everybody who is subscribed and hit the bell for notifications, you got the notification. And here we are right now. We also have a poll up, too. Arcada and Zach in a situationship. You decide. Yes, it is what it is. No, it's whatever they call it. They can call it what they want. Or it's just a placeholder until Bryce says yes to Zach. I think I know which one you're picking, Terrell.
Yeah.
See, look, tea time. Yes, no. And then here comes Toya. Zach is waiting for Bryce. Yeah, see? So take the ball. It's
Toya knows.
Right now.
Toya knows.
Counselor Toya.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, look, before we get to tonight's episode, let's go through and we'll go through the last two episodes as well, too, because we got to get through 29 and 30 to get to where we are. And starting off with Kenzie, who was still upset and felt like Melanie backstabbed her.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, she felt that Melanie saying that she was still exploring wasn't fair because she never really asked her about it. But we all saw Melanie, Kenzie, still exploring. So I don't understand the difference, because she was stuck between Gaul and Dylan.
Yeah, indeed. And that was the issue. But it's amazing to me how quickly she forgot how she backstabbed Melanie when Melanie was coupled up with Corbin. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, let's kiss and not tell anybody. Wink, wink.
Tea Time says, gaslighting Mel. Very true. But speaking of Mel, Melanie and Sincere, they're having a convo.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling about these two right now?
I'm still not a big fan of them. And, you know, Sincere trying to tell her that he understands that he put her in a tough situation. But for him to say that our relationship is not toxic, we've had toxic moments, but it's not toxic. All I could say was, wow, Sincere.
Sincere's a natural born politician, because that was a great swerve.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. We've had toxic moments, but our relationship is not toxic. That's crazy. I've hit you once or twice, but I'm not abusive.
Nope, we're not even going to say that. We leave that one alone. I'm not even going there with you. By the way, Toya's absolutely right. Mel is not leaving Sincere. That ain't happening ever. Uh-uh. Did you notice that night, though, Trinity and Bryce, Trinity was making the old face out there. Then it was confirmed.
Yeah, I saw that. At first, I was thinking, okay, they're getting some French fries. Got it. But come to find out, she got a whole Happy Meal.
Not the Happy Meal. Yeah, that's exactly what it was too, though. next morning, Corbin and Sincere are having their convo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, Corbin said he felt of kind of way about how Sincere was moving from, and he got to see on movie night. How'd you like how this conversation went?
I thought it was good because Corbin, this is what I miss about Corbin is, or what I love about Corbin is that he's honest. He keeps a real 100% and he's honest to everybody, to the ladies, even to his boys. Cause he tells Sincere that he felt backstabbed because I was defending you. When everybody was talking trash, I had your back. And then I watched movie night and see how you was lying to me.
So while people were feeling, you know, well, why would he say that? Because even Melanie was like, I don't understand why he would say that. Now you kind of understand. Do you understand what Corbin was saying? Because yeah. And people are saying when he talks, there's nothing of sense that comes out. But this made sense, right?
It made sense to me, 100%. I agree. Because he did. Corbin and a lot of the guys were defending Sincere until they saw movie night.
Makeup and Mimosa says he's an honest robot.
Would you rather have a robot that lies? Oh, a robot that told you the truth.
You see, because ladies, this is how grown men handle conflict. There was no yelling. Yeah. There was no shouting. There was no attitude. It was just, hey, this is why I feel this way. You know what?
Yeah. You're
right. That's on me. I'll lie to you again, but I'll say I won't.
Yeah.
With Melanie and Kenzie have a convo. And... Mm-hmm. Melanie's trying to explain to Kenzie, like, look, the vote was on the fact that you aren't done exploring. Again, we're back to this conversation. And Kenzie trying to guilt trip Melanie by saying, hey, well, Dylan wanted to go ahead and vote for y'all, but, you know, I saved you because you and I are best friends.
You're my best friend. Well, I love Melanie's response. She says, I may be your best friend, but I don't know if you're my best friend. Because... You didn't really check on me when I was going through all that stuff while Soul was here. You were talking to Soul a lot more than me. So I don't know if I know you like that.
Yeah.
And I said, right on, Melanie. Tell her how you feel.
I love it. And I'm right there with you, Makeup and Mimosas. I wish during movie night, they would have exposed Kenzie trying to talk crap about Melanie. Yes, exactly. This is why I was really ticked off about movie night. To me, movie night was crap because they didn't do what they were supposed to do and was very biased, right? But I got to give it up to Kenzie, though. Kenzie did what she was supposed to do in that moment. And being the supervillain that she is, she pulled out her superpowers and dropped them WWTs quickly.
I think, ladies, you can't trust a woman that thinks everybody is her best friend. Because Kenzie calls everybody best friend. I have two people I call best friend in my life. And one of them is sitting right over here. Other than that, that's it.
I said, do you know which way?
Yeah, I had to figure it out.
Here's what Toya says. Ain't nothing worse than finding out the person you think is your best friend don't consider you their best friend. We all saw that Kenzie wasn't a good friend to Melanie anyway, so we kind of knew that anyway, right?
Well, but who does that? Who goes around thinking that someone's their best friend and the other person's like, no, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Like, delusional people do that, i.e.
or
Kenzie.
Capricorns, as I'm seeing here in the live chat, that's such a Capricorn behavior. You want to be everybody's friend. Is that true? Mm-hmm. I'm not big on signs like that to know the behaviors of different signs.
I'm a Scorpio. I only know about my sign because we're selfish. So I don't know anybody else's. I just know my stuff.
Hey, shout out to everybody joining us because you had your notifications on. See us up there. So appreciate you, man. Do us a favor, whether you're watching now as part of the live crew or watching this later, part of the replay gang, hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos, and more, including members only live streams for story time with Terrell.
Yep, we got to get a story time soon, too. Because
we do.
You got some news.
We can start doing these shows.
Well, touche, because we got a lot more shows with Love Island. Because of what's happening, we're going to have to do Thursday and Friday night. So go ahead and just mark it down. After the show's over, about 10, 15 minutes later, we'll be right back here. By the way, Replay Gang, do us a favor, please. Hit that hype button. And to all our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And if you'd like to support in style, over Terrell's left shoulder, QR code for the merch store. Shout out to everybody who has been in the merch store. A couple of folks were like, wait, hey, what happened? And it's, what did happen? It got caught in the cash. So it's all there. It's out for delivery. So thank you very much. We do appreciate you. And thank you in advance for your support. The poll is still going, right? Right now, it was almost a runaway for the placeholder till Bryce says yes. However, it's gotten close. It's like 47% placeholder, 41%. It is what it is. Kata, I'm sorry to tell you, but 12% is all that's voting for. No, it's whatever you want to call it. So you might be in a situationship.
Those are people that are also in situationships that are, that they can relate. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. The 12%.
Yeah, those 12%. I've been with my man for 2 years, but I mean, it's not too serious, but we're exclusive. Sure you are. Sure you are.
Hey, guess what happens next?
I got a text!
Couples karaoke, which to me was probably one of the worst challenges because I am not a fan of karaoke.
I love karaoke. Probably love I'll it. Get up and do karaoke. I have no problem getting up doing karaoke. It's fine.
I'm not surprised. What'd you think of the karaoke as a whole, though? This couple's karaoke.
Yeah. Overall, I thought it was a good time. I feel like they got a chance to be silly, let their hair down a bit, and have some fun. No one was really a good singer, but I liked that they enjoyed it. And for me, I like shitty karaoke. I don't want to go to a karaoke bar where everybody's talented. I like it when people sound bad, but yet they have fun with it. True. And I think that's what they did here, even with the dances and the duets. I thought it was good. And, you know, they get a chance to vote who was the best. Mm-hmm. Kenzie and Dylan.
And I had to agree. Theirs was the best. They did have the benefit of going last and giving more energy. The fact that Dylan did the splits. So we knew Kenzie was going to do the splits, but the fact that he did the jump splits over her, that did it, right?
Yeah.
Cheap 83 says karaoke is better than the food challenges they tend to do around July 4th where they spit into each other's mouths. Yes, thank God they didn't.
Yes. Yes.
I agree. And I want to say, I probably would have enjoyed this karaoke if I was in the bar and I was at least 10 sheets in the wind. I might have enjoyed it. LimXH says, I actually love the karaoke challenge because it didn't feel like creepy fetish. That's true. T-Tot.
Yes, it wasn't a
challenge.
Yeah, it wasn't an orgy or making out with everybody. I thought this was a fun challenge that anybody could enjoy.
When Ariana crowned Kenzie and Dylan, I heard what she said and I went, they're safe.
Mm.
And because she then tells them that, hey, America's been voting, which I completely forgot. And it's kind of sad that I forgot America was voting because I actually voted. And the reason why I forgot, because they didn't say, oh, who should go? They said, who's your favorite couple? You only had to vote for one couple, right?
Yeah.
So I completely forgot. Unlike the elections, I'll tell you who I voted for. Who do you think?
Hold up. I'm tripping on the fact that just last podcast, you said that the producers, theater of the mind, your vote doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
And then there you were texting in your vote. Mm.
No, it was one button. Dip, push it, is all.
That's all I'm saying. You told all these people, but anyway.
But why not? It's all for the fun of it. It's all fun and games. I mean, you know it doesn't count, but then it maybe sway a little bit, but you don't control it. They do. The producer's always gonna control it. Plain and simple.
True.
Okay. Timeless. Yeah. Call them out.
That's fine. I'm doing it.
Hey,
I'm doing it.
I'm a vote tonight too. It's not gonna count, but you know what? I'm gonna vote in November too. It's not gonna count. Well, let me stop that. See, what we gotta remember is, and this, I'm voting to get everybody else to say, hey, you know what? We should vote anyway. Because what do people say when they don't vote in the elections? Oh, my vote doesn't count. No, actually do it.
Elections, Love Island.
Yeah,
exactly. Elections, Love Island.
If you can vote here, you can vote there.
You can vote anywhere. You got time to vote on Love Island, but you can't vote who's president?
See, I'm not the only one that needs to vote. She voted tonight. See? So here's the thing, though. Ariana tells him America's been voting. Casey's like, yo, it's been real. He knows. And he's like, yeah, we out of here, right?
Yeah.
But she then says, okay, here's who is safe in no particular order. Anaya and Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Trinity and Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie and Sincere. Even Melanie was surprised. Were you?
Just, what? Yeah, no, they make good TV. They make good reality TV. I knew they were going to be in.
True. The last safe couple, and I swear to you, I said it out loud. I said it. It's going to be Tierra and Casey. And sure enough, they said Tierra and Casey, and nobody was more surprised than Melanie, than Tierra and Casey.
Yeah.
Especially Casey. Then we find out that what Ariana said earlier, Kenzie and Dylan now safe because they won the karaoke, and now the Islanders have to decide who to save between Kate and Zach and Parmita and Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of that vote?
Well, I knew it was going to go that route, and mm-hmm. I figured that TT was going to pick Carmita and Corbin, and of course, KC would have to follow suit because that's who you're laying next to at night.
Right.
But I knew the majority was going to pick Zach and Kate because they've been there from the beginning.
Yep. By the way, I just want to point this out. Makeup and Mimosa says, do you know why they say they didn't do it in any particular order? They really don't count both. It's up to production. So ranking out of order is a business move.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Fake.
And Moni Love says, hey, there's a surprising number of YouTubers reviewing the show that say they don't vote. Yes, 50% of us didn't.
I don't vote. Because I know my vote doesn't matter when it comes to reality TV.
Yeah, thanks. Messed that up there, Gordon. Hey, Gordon. So, look. Corbin shows he actually has emotions when him and Parmita have to leave. Parmita's out. How'd you feel about this, knowing that they didn't?
It was cool to see Corbin not be the robot that everybody said he is. The dude has feelings. I think Corbin, if you really think about it, I think he's one of the best dudes that was in the deal. Everybody gave him hell because of the way he moved, but he played the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Yep.
And he did it right. So I thought it was great and touching to see that soft side of Corbin.
Yeah, it was. And it's good to see that it made other people emotional. Did you catch Bryce giving Corbin a full body hug, though?
I'm not surprised. Not surprised. Surprised he didn't come up from behind him. Oh, yeah. Corbin.
He tried. Tea Time says, Corbin made me shed a tear and I can't stand him.
Oh. Like in The Wiz. A tea. A tea.
Hey, shout out to Tammy Talks in the live crew right now saying, hey, I don't vote either. So
there you go. See, I'm not alone.
No, I don't know why it always feels like I'm on the opposite side of you and Tammy.
It's just how you like to live your life.
Yeah, somebody's got to be right. Quick shout out to everybody rocking with us, man, whether you're watching now on YouTube, part of the live crew, or latest part of Replay Gang. Do us a favor, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Kata and Zach, as we get to the next episode, they're complaining about being in the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm surprised to hear Zach complain. Okay, never mind. I'll leave that one alone.
He's a tie.
Touche.
Sorry.
Kata says, we've been here since day three. Why is it these other couples, these old new-ass couples, why are they ahead of us? How did they get there and we here?
Well, the funny thing is, and if Kata would pay attention and not have her nose so wide open, she would hear what Zach is trying to tell her. He thinks maybe it's America doesn't like me with you. And I think that's what it is. People don't have an issue with Kata,
right?
But they see how Zach's been moving. They just think Zach is shady.
Yeah. Look, you know it's bad when Kenzie's taken being in the bottom three better than Kata and Zach are. And obviously, I think Kenzie and Dylan were going to be gone. Karaoke saved them, right?
Yeah, it did. But I think Dylan's just whipped. It wouldn't have mattered.
Well, yeah.
He's sprung.
Post karaoke challenge, Tierra and KC, listen to them talk and how surprised they were that they made it through. Anything else stood out to you from them?
Yeah, because Casey said he thinks America hates them. And I'm like, no, the Casey, they did hate you. I can't wait till he gets to see his phone and to see all the trash people are talking about that man, and gets to listen to Trinity, Kata, Melanie, and Anaya, all the trash they were saying about him that he hasn't heard yet. Can't wait for him to hear that.
Well, he's on a redemption arc right now, so the producers have been paying attention and realize that they got to kind of turn this arc around, because ganging up on this black man is not going to work in 2026.
Full of Rick James. Darkness! Messing with him.
Zach and Bryce, man. It's why this poll is actually going that way, calling it a placeholder, because can we just call them a couple and call it a day? Why were these two jokers walking holding hands? Hand in hand? Waffles?
And in other countries, you do that. Guys can hold hands in other countries. It's normal.
Which country?
India.
Okay, I've never been.
Well, me either. I just heard a comedian talk about it. So it must be true.
I do like, though, that Bryce is actually making sense, saying that Zach not wanting to commit to Kata could be why they're at the bottom. Makes sense.
Well, it does make sense, but Zach's thought process on I consider boyfriend, girlfriend to be something very serious. Mm-hmm. But I want to, you know, be more than just closed off. Well, what the hell is that? Mm-hmm. Situationship.
Right. That's exactly what I thought when all that came around. You know, here's the thing that irks me. Mm-hmm. Zach says, I love you to Bryce, and doesn't follow it up with, I'm just joking, like he did with Kata. Mm-hmm. And then these two jokers, I'm making jokes and cracking jokes that Zach saw Bryce's dick before Trinity did.
I've never had that kind of bond with any of my guy friends. So I don't know. More power to him.
Yeah, this
enjoy that bromance.
Kept her mouth shut, stayed out of KC's business, and paid attention to her relationship, because she don't know what's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
CXM says, Zach thinks saying he wants to be exclusive will help him win. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's only saying that now because there's no more bombshells coming in. Like, he knows this is it.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is watching, Trinity and Kata talk about this, and all I'm hearing is the bird gang going again, because why they hating on KC still.
You're going to find a way to bring that in no matter what show we do.
Every time they talk. Because movie night, they showed me. We kind of saw who they were before, but movie night really showed it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it did. I mean, for Kata to still say that, you know, thought of trying to talk bad about KC again, I can't wait for KC to hear. Mm-hmm. The trash this woman's been talking about you.
Yeah.
So much.
Look, the next morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kenzie is talking to all the girls except Kata, because Kata's still in her feelings crying of, why they hate me, bro? But she asked them, hey, do you think if we didn't win the karaoke challenge and it was down to three couples, do you think we would have gone home?
Everybody was just like, oh, wow. Where's that owl? Where's the owl at?
You know, we probably shouldn't talk about that right now. How about that?
Yeah, that's... But, I mean, I really don't think that Dylan and Kenzie would have been safe.
No.
If they had to vote them. Everybody would have kept Corbin and Zach and Kata. They would have kept them.
Yeah. because Kenzie would have been gone, and that's why they let them win the challenge. Meanwhile, Dylan is talking to Carl and questioning whether America's feeling the way he should feel about Kenzie. See, Dylan isn't as stupid as we think he is.
No, he's not, but it's you kind of are. He has Melanie syndrome.
Uh-oh.
He's heard it, and he's seen it, and he still has questions. You've heard it and seen it on camera, you know, on the big screen. To have questions, and I like what Carl tells him about that Chinese saying: "It's easier to move a mountain than it is to change a person." I love that.
That was a great, great saying.
Yeah,
and so true. So true. By the way, I just LaVita put this question in here. I'm a little bothered by the question, but I'm going to go ahead and put it up there. So, Terrell, Yanni never said, "Hey, does this look normal to you?"
No, he never has said that. And he has. I've known him for 33 years. Yeah, he hasn't said that. And if he does, I'm going to drive to Houston. You're going to fight.
Well, am I doing this over FaceTime? We don't FaceTime.
Yeah, no.
I mean, what's your FaceTime guys, period. Yeah. Like, these new guys are FaceTiming. Hey, bro, what you doing? No, hold up.
Yeah, you better call FaceTime me. I feel like you're in trouble. Bye.
Only time you should FaceTime me, say, see this person? If I go missing, this is who did it.
This is my date for the night. Now you know what she looks like. Here's her name and phone number just in case.
You know, the next thing that happens, of course, because I noticed there's a lot of filler in these episodes.
I got a text.
This episode was such a throwaway just because the secret missions. What'd you think of these secret missions?
I mean, I thought it was dumb because the guys are going to do it. Because if you look at how the guys cater to the women for breakfast, they're going to do whatever they ask them to do because they just want peace in the villa. So it's kind of an easy challenge. Let me just do this so they won't give me any shit.
So you weren't at least amused with the Melanie and Sincere one?
Sincere's been in the doghouse. He will get her whatever. He could have got her 5 drinks. He would have done it. Because he's in the doghouse.
Like, oh, I don't like the cranberry. Can I get some milk? At some point, he should have gotten annoyed. Like, I brought you apple juice. I brought you orange juice. You better like this damn cranberry. But can you mix them all together instead?
Yeah, right on you.
Damn, what's wrong with you?
Sorry. That's just that's what I would have done.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you're getting to a better place, a better space, which we'll talk about in story time. TT and Kata are talking, and you notice that Kata's trying to step around, doesn't say what she really feels, which is like, hey, it should have been you and Casey that should have been in the bottom, not me. But as TT explains why she picked Corbin and Parmita, and that she was surprised that her and KC were even in the top 4, Kata finally is forced to admit, yeah, you know what? I was surprised too.
I was quite surprised. She didn't quite stress it as hard as she would if she was talking to Trinity.
Yeah.
But she did admit, hey, I was quite surprised.
You know what I was surprised about? Tierra tells Kata, you know, we got to see the show before. And the things I've seen with Zach, maybe this is why. Especially him wanting to explore after Hideaway. Maybe this is why. She even tells her some of the things Zach said that she didn't get to see. And what's Kata's response? Oh, that was early on.
Yeah, that was early on. We together now. We good. Okay.
You know, it doesn't matter how much Kata claps. That doesn't mean America is going to vote your way. And you do not know what you and Zach have. Honestly,
she does know a situationship.
You know, maybe people didn't vote for her because of the way she says casa.
Casa. That's the Boston. That's the Boston accent. The Boston. Get in the car.
Zach tells Sincere that he wants to take it to the next level with Kata.
Yeah.
No boyfriend, girlfriend. You call it a situationship. I call it a situationship. This is exactly what it's going to be, right?
Yes. I think this. I want to take the next level, but I don't want to be boyfriend and girlfriend. Well, what is that?
Yeah. Kenzie and Dylan, this conversation just kind of hurt me. And I'm mad that they kept going back to this conversation because I got tired of hearing it. So he's going down the roster, and Kenzie's like, yep, no, me and Sean, we didn't have anything. But she's acting like, oh, that's nothing. It wasn't that many. It was okay. And she says she hates that. What she call it? A pattern?
A pattern. Yeah, she hates that it's coming out as a pattern, but it is. There's five guys in the villa that she has dated or had some type of thing with. But at some point, I'm looking at Dylan and I'm thinking, why? What do you expect her to say? Like, you saw it. What could she tell you right now that's going to make you go, you know what? It's not a pattern. Everything I saw with my own eyes isn't true.
But he's not even mad enough to, he even admits he didn't have the balls to tell her and call her out on her lies. Yeah, we know that. He goes, talks to Zach and gets emotional, even drops some tears. I guess he listened to what I said, like, in order to get some sympathy, you got to drop some tears.
Yeah.
This, even when he goes back to have a conversation with her later, it feels like there's nothing really coming out of this, right?
No, it's the same thing over and over. And at this point, I was annoyed at Dylan. And I'm thinking, dude, do you get over it or end it with her and go home?
Right.
And that we have to do with it. And I don't blame Kenzie for saying that, look, if you're not going to trust me, this ain't going to work.
Right.
Because I told you what I felt. Yeah, but you said the same thing to Caleb. Dude, she's telling it to you now. Do you want it? Do you like it or no? If not, get out.
And as much of a villain as Kenzie is, I'm with her. Like, hey, I'm only going to keep explaining this one. I'm only going to lie to you this many times, okay? So how many times do you want me to keep lying to you? Like, seriously. Do I got to keep lying to you?
Let me show you my splits. Maybe that'll get your mind off of it.
Kata and Zach. Zach's kind of nervous to tell Kata that he doesn't want boyfriend, girlfriend. He just wants to be exclusive, but wants to save, you know, the name call. And I get it. I mean,
yeah,
there are very few people who've been able to call themselves, who've been privileged enough to call themselves my girlfriend, right? So I understand.
I see what you did there.
But lucky for him, Kata is falling for all of this. And she's like, I was thinking the same thing.
I was quite surprised. I thought Kata was going to be upset that he wants to take the next level and be exclusive, but not boyfriend and girlfriend. And she said, yeah, I agree. You know, we need to see what we're like outside of the show before we call each other boyfriend and girlfriend, which is just dumb.
Yeah. That's, I really thought she was smarter than this. And that really just kind of irked me because I was disappointed. I put it like that. By the way, Chief 83 says six guys, Zach, Sean, Corbin, Caleb, Dylan, and Gall.
Yep. I keep forgetting about Gall.
Oh, the homeless guy from behind the 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Y'all are so wrong for some of this stuff, man.
You got any spirit change?
Look, we get to tonight's episode, and look, they didn't waste any time. We pick back up. I'm like, Jesus Christ, are we going to have this conversation again?
Mm-hmm.
Hideaway is open.
Yeah.
Dylan turns to Kenzie. Hey, you think we should go? Her face was hilarious when he said that, because she's like, nah.
I don't like you like that.
At all. Of course, Zach wants to go with Bryce. I mean, is anybody ever going to call them out? Because they're not just doing it around each other. Now they're just doing it around Trinity. They're doing it in front of everybody, everything.
Yeah.
That, right?
Yeah.
Nobody seems to call them out. But the girls decided, now we're going to go ahead and decide who it is. And it's Melanie and Sincere. Right, Choice?
Mm. Well, no, because I don't think this is a good couple because they're toxic. Mm. But whatever. Go ahead, Melanie. Okay. Do your thing.
So not the right couple. Who would you have chosen then? Who would you have sent? If you could have picked out all the couples there, who would you have sent to the Hideaway?
Casey and TT.
Casey and TT?
Yeah.
Okay. I see why. I'm okay with them slowing down. Don't go in there yet. You ain't got to be Zach and Kate.
No one said they had to sleep together. They didn't have to go all the way. They don't have to have a full Happy Meal. They can just do some French fries, maybe a little apple pie. You figure out what that is.
I would say, if you watched American Pie, apple pie is pretty much what happened the last time. But, and here's where I'll be a hypocrite, because I say, don't send Tierra and Casey, but I would have sent Anaya and
Carl.
Yeah. I would have sent them. And why? Because every night that we're seeing now, you notice the grandma comment comes out. She makes the joke on it now. But every night, all of a sudden, she's not laying there going to sleep immediately.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she's wide awake at night when she gets into bed with Saul.
Taking some no-dos before she goes to bed. I'm wide awake. Let's do this.
So everybody... And here you go. Levita says Casey and TT too, but I'm still going with Anaya and Carl. Why? Because I want to see if they put them in the Hideaway, is she still going to take it slow? Because she damn sure, remember, she almost put them in Say Less.
Then, right.
Well, what would have happened in the Hideaway?
Who knows?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Anaya and Carl were having a combo too, though, talking about long distance relationships, which is always an interesting combo to have.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Anything else pop out of this for you?
I mean, all of us have tried long distance relationships. I don't think it works. When you're that young, I don't think it works. When you're a lot older, it works. But young like that, and I agree with what Carl said, that when you're both kind of established, you can make it work. Where you're going to both afford at least once a month or twice a month. Right. One comes here, one goes there, then it could work. But if it's like every 6 to 8 weeks, not buying it.
How far do you have to be from the other person for it to be considered a long distance relationship?
I would say over an hour.
Over an hour. That's what I would say too. Get over. So basically, if you're in Houston and somebody lives in Katy, you're in Pearland.
Yeah, you're in Pearland, they're in Katy. Wow, this is a long distance relationship. Or y'all got to wait till gas prices come down and y'all can see each other more during the week.
Yeah, anywhere in Texas is pretty much that. But Houston specifically, yes. If you're not in the same neighborhood, it's a long distance relationship.
If I'm in Allen and you're in Waxahachie, that's a long distance relationship. That's just how it works.
Facts. By the way, Vicky says, Anaya don't like Carl. I see it. Facial expression says a lot. Here's the thing about that. And I told y'all that. When in Casa, when she kissed him and she looked like she didn't want to kiss him.
Yeah.
And people were calling me, telling me, I don't know women. I don't know this.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now y'all seeing it. It's okay.
No, I agree. I don't think she likes him that much.
At all. But this is all revenge. To KC, this is KC's happy. She got to show that she's happy too, and I think that's part of it. Now, the interesting thing for me is when Kata, and this is bittersweet for me because Kata tells her bestie Trinity that her and Zach are exclusive, and Trinity finally she and I are on the same page because she calls it what?
Situationship.
Yes.
Yeah, you're exclusive, but you're not boyfriend, girlfriend. Oh, that's a situationship.
Yeah.
That's it. I went to Urban Dictionary.
Uh-oh. What'd you find?
I had to look up situationship because I want to make sure I wasn't crazy. When one or two MFs take part in a relationship, but out of fear of making things serious or messy, do not label it, leading to said relationship, ironically, becoming more serious and messier.
Mm-hmm.
Situationship. It's just what they did.
Yep. By the way, Ashley says Kata is lying to herself, trying to convince herself that she don't want to be a girlfriend. That's why she kept bringing it up and crying about it. Yeah, that hurt. Mm-hmm. These last couple episodes, you saw Kata sulking, crying so much. One, for being in the bottom, and two, for being told that she's in a situationship. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, as the poll is going, 49% say, yes, it is what it is, a situationship. And 39% placeholder till Bryce says yes. Still holding strong at 12? No. It's whatever they call it. Still at the bottom, so sorry. Yeah, thank you, LaVita. Says Kata likes Trinity to keep it real until it switched to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Eunice says Trinity was not changing her mind. Again, this is the one time, because I've not been the biggest Trinity fan. I know a lot of folks are. I'm not. But
yep.
She's been standing on business, and I like it on this one. At least she's keeping it 100.
Right. Agree with that.
So I got to give props where props are due, and she deserves them there for that.
I got a text. Woo!
Oh, my bad. Shh. Because this was a quiet one. Girls there at the water park. Cool.
That's fun. Good for them. They got a break, get out the water park. They got up early. I wonder what time that was they got them up, like 5, 6 a.m. to go to the water park.
You know what I noticed? Okay, so when we were on Sunday, somebody said production wakes them up. And I'm like, well, how do they wake them all up at the same time? And then I realized they have these shades, the blackout shades.
Yes.
And because you saw it rising, I was like, oh, right. Here's the problem. That wouldn't work for me. One, I wake up when the hell I feel like waking up. So I'd be up, I'd be the one outside, sitting outside like, damn, when are they going to wake everybody else up?
Yeah.
Because I only sleep 4 hours.
They look at me, God, I wonder what time it is. I'm like, I can tell you, it's 6:15. Because I woke up. It's about 6:15.
Cheap 83 says production had the men pretend to stay sleeping. Yes. I agree. They probably, hey guys, stay right here. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
All right. We gotta stick to the storyline. Sincere, you get back in there. All right.
Yeah.
Now come out. All right, there we go. We're gonna pretend this is 2 hours later. Makeup and mimosa says I have blackout shades, and sometimes it is not helpful. Oh, curtains. It's not helpful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like my room to feel like the dungeon. I'm okay without the blackout curtains.
Yeah, I don't have that either.
I do like that. When the guys wake up and they're moving around, we find out a lot more about them as they're just able to move freely, right?
Yeah, because Casey says it's low-key peaceful without all the ladies being here. There's no pressure to make breakfast for anybody. They can do what they want. Mm. If they just want eggs and bacon, they don't have to cut any shapes of fruit. Right. Just do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Which any guy would want that.
Well, especially you, because you want some reciprocity for making breakfast every time.
Exactly. I can make Jesus whatever I want. Christ. Don't worry about you. I'm doing omelets.
Can you just be nice to somebody sometime?
Sometimes. Yes.
Yeah. Without some apple pie after?
Yeah. It's just some. Yeah. Everybody doesn't get the special VIP treatment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sincere finally appears, and I like that he didn't tell the guys what he and Melanie did right then and even later when they kept asking.
Yeah. Good. Good. Which, and I don't know if they would believe him because he lies anyway. So I don't know. I don't know if they believe that they didn't do anything or what.
Hell, Melanie didn't believe him when he said he didn't tell them.
I'm not a liar. She looks at him. I'm not. Yeah.
You're like, oh, bro, wrong time.
Yeah, there's video footage.
Yes. That we just saw.
Yeah, that we just saw.
2 days ago. interesting, as the conversations are going back and forth from the water park to the villa, TT saying that she loves her some KC, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I like that you got Kenzie and Anaya kind of agreeing, saying they can tell by the way that he looks at her.
Yeah. She says she's never brought someone home before and she can see herself bringing KC home.
Mm-hmm.
Which I always wonder about that. When someone says they've never brought anybody home, I'm like, never? Just not one person?
There could be reasons why.
Never?
It could be the home life, or it could be the quality of people you had before. You know, they're just not going to pass the approval.
I'm used to dating scrubs, that's why.
And that's, well, you know, when people feel they can change someone, I can change him. Mm.
This guy. I can change. Yeah, no, you can't.
Hey, Chief 83 says, hey, remember, this cast in the early, in their 20s, so it makes sense. Yeah, because you don't bring nobody home when you're in high school. The hell's wrong?
My mom's met at least two people when I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
At least two.
Okay. My mom, yeah, she's met some people. But they always thought it was a lot more just because they met her.
You were
like, I'm West Indian. You were like, it doesn't mean that much. I'm West Indian.
Y'all are like, I'm just doing this to close. I'm just doing this to make you feel you're special.
I just want to hear what my mom got to say and see how this turns out. See who's right.
Go to my apartment back on campus and see what's hat.
CXM says, TT says she doesn't have female friends either, so there's that.
Okay, but you don't think that's a concern? You have no female friends.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one you ever brought home. I'm just saying, to me, I look at those as red flags.
Rocky says, my son only introduces me to his girlfriends if he was serious and he felt they were worthy.
But he's met some. You've met some. Again, I think that's good.
They're in the early 20s.
No female friends and nobody she's ever brought home. I'm just saying, red flag. But I digress, but red flag.
Hey, Casey's too smitten. He's not thinking about red flags right now.
Yeah, no.
Eunice says, exactly. I'm always hesitant to bring anyone home for fear of what it means to them. Because some people take it a lot more. Oh, we about to be, hey, slow down. And I can't always tell them exactly what my mom says after either.
I think it's okay to bring somebody home. Like if I bring someone to meet my family, it's because this is someone I really care about and I want them to meet them. It doesn't mean this is who I'm marrying.
Right.
It's just when I tell you about so-and-so, this is who she is. Mm. And if you're going to factor in holidays, this is who I may be bringing to Thanksgiving or Christmas. So if I have someone meet my family, that's the purpose of it. But it doesn't mean you meet my family. Now we're going to start picking out wedding venues. No.
Okay. Now, coming home for holidays is different because that's got to be serious. But, you know, and you also only bring home the people that, you know how to act.
Well, you don't commit to the ones that don't know how to act. That's
true. Never mind.
That's for fun. That's the dry spell. That's what that is.
That's for shits and giggles.
Yeah, that's called practice. Practice.
KW9 says she's never brought anyone home, but how many times has she been brought home? That's, you know what? It's funny because I wouldn't have thought to turn that question around and ask that question too.
Good question.
And Tiffany says, if you have no female friends as a woman, chances are you're not a good friend. Or everybody else is hating on you.
Because there's a reason they're hating on you. If everybody hates on you.
Yeah, if you hang around a lot of ugly people and you're the pretty one, yes. They're going to hate on you.
If at UTSA, if everybody was like, oh, you know Yanni, he's an asshole. And everybody said it, well, I still wanted to be your best friend anyway. So
yeah, because you're an asshole too.
Can use that as we just out-asshole each other?
I'm like, geez, you act like that's news. You know what's funny is that Casey, on the other hand, over there he's like, well, I'm gonna be the first, because he's telling the guys he's thinking of closing it off and making Tierra his girlfriend. So all the red flags that you see and everybody in the live crew is seeing, he's not seeing, and he wants to plan a scavenger hunt and enlist the guys to help.
Romantic. I liked it.
By the way, Tiffany says get pretty friends. Solutions. I like this. The live crew is all about solutions. Kata tells the girls that she's got some big tea, right? I mean, this is not going to go the way she thinks.
Yeah.
She's already trying this out on Trinity, and Trinity did not fall for it. But she's going to tell the rest of the girls, because now I got backup, right? And she tells them that she and Zach are exclusive, and then she does the thing that she shouldn't do. She gets defensive immediately, and it's not a situationship.
Mm. Are you talking to yourself?
Right.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Yo, listening to her try to justify this whole, it's as bad as somebody trying to justify the promise ring instead of the engagement.
Yeah.
And it's wild. I'm so disappointed in her for that. Because even after the girls return, she's talking to Kenzie and Zach's still there. She's still agitated about the situationship. And Kenzie at least is trying to pump her up because Kenzie's like, hey, I need a friend too.
So what's wrong with that?
Right.
Situationships are fine. Watch me do the splits.
You know, the thing is, Kata is taking this so hard that night. Mm-hmm. She's emotional talking to Zach. And she even says Trinity's on her high horse because she's a girlfriend now and thinking everybody's got to be the same way as she is. Yeah, it's a lot.
But my thing is, why does it matter what everyone else thinks? Mm-hmm. If you and Zach want to call it exclusive but not boyfriend, girlfriend, great. Mm-hmm. Who cares anybody else thinks? Stand 10 toes down on your decision and run with that.
Meanwhile, and say less, Trinity, Anaya, and Melanie pretty much, you know, having that conversation like, yeah, no, this is definitely a situationship.
Like, no, it's a situationship. They know.
Yeah.
They know the deal.
Just like the poll. The poll's 49%. Go ahead and end the poll. Well, you know, I'm gonna let it stay till the end to see if it can shift any. No is up to 13%.
Oh.
There's been at least one more person that's gone.
There's some more people that got in. It's like, I'm in the same situation. I don't see anything wrong with it.
At least one other person. Or half a person. Rocky says, Casey sees value in TT. Zach doesn't see a similar value in Kata. That's why he didn't want to have sex with her. He knew she'd get attached. No, because he wants Bryce. But I see what you're saying. What?
Fair.
James says, Rocky, he just sees her as a TV girlfriend. He doesn't want her outside the show and has been trying to make her get the message. And she is not listening. That's very true, James.
He has told her multiple times. She's not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. KW Nassus, Zach didn't want to have sex with her because he was scared he'd call out Bryce's name. Y'all off the chain. The scavenger hunt. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was cute, creative, with what you do in short notice, right? I thought it was cute, creative. And I like how the guys didn't quite break character where TT was like, what, bro? Although I get annoyed with these young people. And
yes.
If a girl calls me bro, I'm going to have a problem with that. Like, no.
Yeah.
Don't call me bro. But I thought it was cute. And at the end, KC walking up with the flowers and his whole speech, I thought it was a nice moment.
Mm-hmm. It was. I think the... I mean, it was pretty obvious when they got to the photo booth first that something was up. But she just trying to... But I love the line when Zach shows up and she's like, you don't even talk... You really don't even talk to me anyway. So I know something's up.
He's like, what? What's the big deal? You know what I was thinking the whole time? Anaya, this could have been you.
Yeah.
You weren't tripping. Anaya, this could have been your moment if you weren't tripping.
Do you agree with CXM? Said it was cute. The girls looked mad. Trinity did not look happy. Come on, let's all go over here. Oh, shit, I guess. They cut that part out, though.
Said that. Well, but Trinity and Bryce had a good boyfriend-girlfriend moment, right? Melanie and Sincere haven't had that conversation. Mm-hmm. Kata and Zach, that was crap. Mm-hmm. So I think KC and TT's was the best of the boyfriend-girlfriend moments out of everybody in the villa.
I think production said, hey, listen, the way y'all acted when Parmita told y'all she was a girlfriend, we can't have this repeat again. So y'all better act excited for Tierra and KC. On the count of three, action.
Flowers.
Oh. JoJo says, I definitely noticed Trinity was being stank. Cheap 83 says 5 weeks and none of their men planned a date for them yet. production went a cheap route this year. This is why we get all these silly missions and off. And I haven't seen any other. I haven't seen any other season. But all this filler fluff is telling me that they're just like, ah, crap. We got to do something. We got to fill this time before the family comes, right?
Well, I disagree because the guys get up every morning and make these women breakfast.
Oh boy, here you go again.
Nice. No, I'm just saying that's nice. Is it a romantic one-on-one date? No. But yeah, the fact that they're doing that every morning for weeks, weeks. Yanni, when's the last time you cooked someone breakfast every morning for 5 weeks in a row?
Here's the thing you got to understand. When I met my wife, she told me two things. I do breakfast and birthdays. I went, we got a deal.
And if you cooked any, I'm just saying, 5 weeks in a row, you're making her breakfast.
I cook lunch like or dinner great. At least every day.
True.
Because unlike you do me, dinner. She doesn't eat leftovers all the time.
You do dinner, but you're going to eat dinner with or without her. So that's different. I don't always eat breakfast, but if I have guests and I'm like, hey, babe, you want something to eat? Uh-huh. Want some eggs? I can go downstairs and make you something. I would only just have coffee and that's it. But if I have company, I'm going to go that extra mile. These guys have been doing that extra mile for 5 weeks.
You know what? Hold on, because the way you're going on this, let me have a conversation with my wife real quick. Honey, don't you listen to him. Don't you listen to that man at all, okay? Because I love waking up to the smell of bacon. I love waking up to the smell of bacon in the morning. Don't you listen to this jackass.
Just saying.
Vicky says, I'm still waiting for a cup of coffee. Tea Time says, I love men that can cook. All of the men in my family can cook. My mom taught me to cook as a kid. She taught me how to cook, how to wash, iron, all that stuff. Because when she was at University of West Indies, the guys and the cafeteria shut down. None of the guys could cook. I said, they'll all try to couple up with women who could cook.
Yeah.
So she's like, no, you need to learn how to handle yourself on your own. So
I can cook, clean, sew, do all of it. Mm-hmm. I tell people when I'm dating, all I need is companionship and intimacy. I can do the rest.
and reciprocity. That's what you need. You ain't gonna have that. It was a good moment for them, though, and I like it. And I like this redemption arc they've had for Tierra and Casey, especially Casey, right? So I really do like this. Now the vote is on. And matter of fact, I think there's less than an hour left because there's only 2 hours to vote. What four couples do you want in the finale? Because there's a Nyan call. There's Kata and Zach. Kenzie and Dylan, Melanie and Sincere, Tierra and Casey, and Trinity and Bryce in alphabetical women's alphabetical order, right? Now, we can name all four that we want in there, or we can just go the other route, the easier route, and eliminate the two that we don't want. I figured you'd
easier do. Route.
So let's which two route. Would you kick out?
Clam Slam and Dylan. So, want them out.
Yep.
And honestly, I want Melanie and Sincere out.
Wow.
I think America needs to save Melanie from herself.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Which actually, Tea Time says easy vote tonight. I voted for all excluding Melanie and Sincere and Kenzie and Dylan.
Yeah.
So right there with you, Cheap 83 and I were the same. Voting for Kenzie to be out. And Zach and Kata to be out. I want Zach and Kata gone because Kata has proven a lot to me over the last couple episodes. And I'm just like, yeah. And I'm tired of these bad decisions she keeps making. Because every day she falls deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah. Well, I think with Kata, the reason why I didn't pick her, sometimes you got to let people fall on their ass. Mm-hmm. And I think this is her falling ass moment to realize that you've been getting played this whole time. Melanie can't do it. We've seen it. Mm-hmm. She can't do it for herself. So America, we need to do it for her and vote her.
I you know what? Just because of that, I would say that too. By the way, Vicky says the two out would be Kenzie and Dylan and Anaya and Carl. Yeah, just to piss off all the Nia folks who are hating on Casey. Antho said, I voted for Casey and TT, Kenzie and Dylan, and Nia and Carl, Kata and Zach. Try to be strategic so Casey can win. So making sure you get Trinity and Bryce out because America seems to have decided those two. And the producers, too, because the producers aren't slick. The edits they've been given the last couple episodes have been purposely putting Trinity in a anything she's saying. They're like, yep, let's not. Remember, there was a whole three quarters of an episode that she didn't talk.
Yeah.
That was strategic. By the way, LaVita says, don't say
she don't want to be saved.
KW says, can't vote from the UK, but I want Kenzie and Dylan out. We all do. Yeah.
We all do.
We all do. Makeup and Mimosa says, people voting for Melanie and Insincere lets me know that a lot of people are in abusive relationships. You know, the bad thing about that is a lot of people don't know that they're in abusive relationships and they don't understand what true love really is. Yeah. That's nice.
They have abusive moments, but they're not an abusive relationship.
Oh, dear God, stop that.
That's how Sincere would say it. Toxic moments, but not a toxic relationship. I'm just saying.
Eunice says,
Sincere logic.
I want Kata out more than I want to. And Tony says, I voted out Kenzie and Dylan and Kata and Zach. There you go. And Anitra says, I did not vote for Zach and Bryce. They were not held accountable for the seeds of discourse they planted. Absolutely. True. And the only reason I want Kenzie gone, plain and simple. And I know my vote of me not voting for Trinity and Bryce is not going to help. They want them there. They're going to be there. I don't care if they're in the bottom. The producer's going to leave them there. Mm. Plain and simple. They're going to be there in the end. So I feel you, Anitra. I don't want Zach or Bryce there either. Let them go be happy together and leave those sisters alone. Voted for all. Hummingbird said voted for all except Anaya and except Mel and Sincere. Mel Sayer. Tony says I'm a Trinity stan. She's getting my vote. I get it.
Fine.
Yep. By the way, before we get out of here, a couple of things I noticed on some of these other ones. Makeup and Moses asked this question earlier. Anaya had this wig the whole time? The whole time?
Yeah. Because I saw her when they did the water park. I was like, so that must be a wig that she has. And I've seen her get in the water before, but I'm wondering what her hair looks like without the wig.
That's, I want to say that was Trinity's wig, though, she had.
Because Anaya wore Trinity's wig?
Yeah, because Trinity even said it.
Oh, I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
Question from Anitra says, why is it normal for women to cook every day for years and not men?
No one said that was normal. No. Don't put that in my mouth. I never said that. Now, also, if you think back many, many years ago, women didn't have jobs. They weren't as educated and they weren't the badasses they are now. Thus, that was their role. I don't think it needs to be the woman cooking for the man every day. Now, to Yanni's point, if you create a relationship and you say, hey, my job, I'm going to do breakfast and you're responsible for lunch and dinner and y'all agree to that, fine. All I'm saying is, why not take turns? I don't want someone to have to cook for me every morning and I don't want to have to cook for them every morning. Let's take some turns doing it.
Well, it works out. And you know, I tell you what works out for us is I love to cook and I'm a picky eater. So, hey, don't put that in there. I don't want that on there. That was me in Waffle House. You know, the place you should be least picky. That was me. Hey, is that my plate? I said no pickles. No. I need a whole new plate. Yeah, that was me. I was that person. Another one here. Carolyn says, Anaya likes Carl. I disagree. And that's fine. We'll agree to disagree on that because you feel the same way too, right?
Yeah, I don't think she likes him like that.
Sexy Little 44 says, Yanni, what island are you from? I was born in St. Kitts, grew up mostly in Montserrat. So, and if you're looking on the on a map, if you zoom in far enough on the map, it looks like the bat and the ball or the drumstick, the chicken drumstick, that's St. Kitts. And then Montserrat is the one with the active volcano. And if you zoom in on this Google map far enough, you get to see the results of that volcano, which is still active, by the way. And Monique pointed this out earlier, as we get ready to do the ultimatum starting next week, that begins July 15th, says, I wish the ultimatum gave us some more black couples this upcoming season.
Well, I haven't seen who's coming this season, so you're way ahead of us.
Well, look, We got a lot of black folks on Love Island, and we got a lot of complaints this season. Yeah. So I just hope for a good season. How about that?
Yeah, we shall see what's going to happen. I just need to get through Love Island that I can wrap my mind around Married at First Sight and Ultimatum. I can't focus on any of that right now. I got to get through these next few days.
But keep in mind, next few days, Thursday, we're going to be on after the episode airs. Friday, we'll be on after the episode airs. And Sunday, we're going to try because I'm going to be somewhere else. So we'll see how the Wi-Fi works. But do us a favor, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please help us get to our goal. Our goal for July is getting up to that 10K. So let's get there. Please hit that subscribe button and make sure you hit the bell for notifications.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. To check out RGRT Pod and subscribe.
Replay gang, let us know in the comments what you thought about tonight's episode, last night's and Sunday's episode, and whether you feel as we're ending this poll, 52% yes, it is a situationship. What do you think? Is it a situationship? Yes, no, or just a placeholder until Bryce says yes? Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit via internet. We may talk about it on the show.
Hey, thank you, KW. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's tomato. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.